Now we'll move on to our second feature. Eleanor Pringle of the Evening News has a rather tongue-in-cheek take on the multitude of roadworks in our area. Are they just a tactical ploy to keep tourists here in Norfolk? It's so impossible to get out of Norfolk recently, I'm convinced it's all a genius marketing scheme. For the past 8 years, I've been driving out of Norfolk to my family's house in Nottingham. There has rarely been a journey via the A11 or the A47 which has come off without a hiccup. The past couple of months have seen diversions from my route via Bungay, Thetford Forest and Hingham looked lovely, incidentally. It's frustrating, but perhaps this magical mystery tour is all just a clever ruse to keep tourists within our borders this summer. It's a dangerous game to be playing. Is Norfolk lovely enough to keep tourists coming back despite the off chance they may be stuck in an endless loop around Watton? Perhaps the housing crisis in the county is not people actually intending to move here, it's just coachloads of people resigning themselves to the fact that, try as they might, they'll never make it back to Surrey. They may as well just set up camp for good. If the roads into Norfolk are anything to go by, then the threat of being caught in our trap is not enough to deter them. Visitors from the rest of the country bravely line the roads into the region armed with kayaks and walking boots. Will they ever see their doorsteps again? Only time will tell. As an outsider, I now realise I myself have fallen foul of this trick, still here a decade on. And yet I heartily invite anyone and everyone to visit, even if it means coming from Bristol via Lowestoft. Sure, it's probably more convenient to fly than drive if you want to get back, but why would you want to leave anyway?